Hello, welcome to episode 10 of my Very Cavolt podcast, The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this show, I let my computer randomly pick songs from my solo albums. I explain them a little bit and play the track for you. Our first song today has a very good title. It's from my 2003 album, P.S. If the answer is no, then try to forget I ever asked. The song is called, I'm Trying Not to Be Selfish, But I Miss What We Used to Have. I do appreciate the amount of thought and consideration I was able to put into my songs back when I was 17. I had the emo handbook memorized. Every night I'd sit at my computer with my headphones on and Winamp open, picking out the songs I needed to get by. I loved the Juliana Theory. Dashboard Confessional? Sure. I was definitely listening to Cursive and Rilo Kiley as well. Every morning, my computer would be my alarm clock, blasting a song called My Fairy Tale by a local band called 8 Miles from Denver. Every day, I'd see those guys at school. They didn't know how I would listen to their songs pretty much every day. They were good at their instruments and had a studio-quality CD. Because of that, I thought they were so above me. Looking back, I can't believe how quickly I was learning to write better songs. At age 17, I'd written more songs than many of my peers ever would. Either way, I still love to listen to the same stuff I loved when I was a kid. I don't consider anything to be a guilty pleasure so long as it doesn't hurt you. I think it's important to remember who you used to be and to remember where you came from. I don't know why people need to lie about who they were when they were kids and feel ashamed of the things they used to like. Anyway, sorry I've kept you in suspense for so long about this track. Sorry there is some skipping in the audio, it's a weird old audio file. But let's hear it. I'm trying not to be selfish, but I miss what we used to have.
Thank you. With him, and I am so jealous.
Now we have a totally different jam, of course. It's called If I Was to Fly, Don't Let Me Fall or Hit the Sky, from my 2006 album, The Inside Voices. We've talked about this album lately. The last track we listened to was track 18. This song is track 16. I kind of like it. I like the keyboard bass, and I'm surprised that I could figure out how to write such a traditional bass line. However, I think it was silly of me to try to do such a doo-woppy song. I was into Baroque pop for sure, especially Camera Obscura. If only I'd known how to put the Phil Spector-style strings in my songs. I still don't know how to do that, really. Oh well, I think some of my vocal parts are good on this song. Like I've said before, if I didn't write so many songs, I think this would have been a good one to play live. Maybe someday. Thanks for listening. Let's listen. If I Was to Fly, Don't Let Me Fall or Hit the Sky.
As I look into your eyes, I wish that I could write something nice like what I see. No, things like that don't ever come from me. Laying in the street tonight, looking at the sky, there's no stars for us to see. Like we should be looking at any of the same things. But we stand on the same ground, I'm nowhere to be found. Give me a house with no mirrors, then maybe I can finally disappear. If I was to fly, don't let me fall or hit the sky. If I was to fly, don't let me fall or hit the sky.
This next song, I think, is pretty important and understated. It's called As a Human, from the album As a Human. In 2014, I had my whole album written and ready to record. Most nights, I would practice the drum parts from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. in my storage unit in St. Augustine. I shared rent for the storage unit with Wesley Durden, who played drums in Dildozer. Before I could record As a Human, though, I had to play Planet X Fest in Spencer, Indiana. So I took Justine with me on a 3-week tour. Pretty much every day we ate at a different regional pizza joint, and pretty much every night we drank enough beer to have a good time. For 3 weeks leading up to the tour, I went to the storage unit and practiced my set twice every night. For far longer than that, I had been dying to switch to part-time at my job at the Floridian restaurant. My artistic ambitions were exhausting and somewhat self-destructive. I had no reason not to be self-destructive. All of my best friends were living a life of self-destruction. I might as well have destroyed myself for my art. I chain-smoked while practicing my drum parts. My vocals were sounding terrible, so I used software to auto-tune them. I figured, why not? It's goth and futuristic sounding. Still, I thought my vocals didn't sound good, so I probably made them too quiet in the mix. I played this song with my ill-fated PJ Baby band. I always wanted to find a second guitarist to make the song sound right, but I didn't. So I just had to play every guitar part half as many times and got everything bunched in. I think we played a few more local shows, and the act could have attracted a second guitarist who was capable and interested. I think we also could have found a new drummer. We were a good band. I had every song choreographed. I made myself so miserable trying to make my bandmates happy. I treated myself so badly. Leading up to the song, I would tell my audience, as a human, I do okay. I take care of my business and go to work and maintain all daunting relationships. But as an artist, I'm dying in a cage, surviving on a diet of my own feces. For that, I request that all of you fuck off and die. This is As a Human. Thank goodness, we're moving on to something less dark. This next song is called She'll Never Know, from my 2002 CDR called The Desperate Attempt EP. The lyrics are really funny. They're about not believing in love because I'm not 12 anymore. The Desperate Attempt EP, I think, was recorded immediately after my quote-unquote demo called Don't Open Until 7 O'Clock. The cover of The Desperate Attempt was a studio photo of me when I was 3 years old. I had a Beatles haircut and wore a pink bow tie. I don't know why I chose to use that on my album cover. Maybe I wanted to demonstrate how dark a person can become at the age of 16. This song, though. I think this is one of the songs I played with Che Frederick, who accompanied me on drums for many of my high school gigs. Playing with him was great because he was definitely more well-adjusted than me, and he got us on shows. However, when it came to making Super Famicom albums, I just wanted to do it all myself. I think it was cool between me and Che, though, because we had a million weird band ideas to do. I was always bringing my 4-track over to his house and recording fun songs. Che was a really good friend to me in high school. When I was staying with my parents in 2011, I went and saw him play drums in some blues bands in Charleston, Illinois, where he'd gone to college. That was a much-needed, really good time. Let's listen to this track. She'll Never Know.
Over me, her smile is lovelier than anything I've seen. This couldn't be, this couldn't be. I never expected to find someone I adore. Can I believe in this, 'cause I'm not 12 anymore? Sentimental feelings come back, and they are the same as they were when I was younger, when this was a game, when they were new. When they were new, I never expected to find someone I adore. How can I believe in this, 'cause I'm not 12 anymore? You always seem too good for me, but why should I care? Maybe I'll never know about this. It was never fair. It's still not fair.
Our last song today is called Combine All Powers Today from The Wandering Floret Part 5. It's a pretty fun, folky song. Relatably, it's about having Christian guilt when trying to be your own grown-up. The Wandering Floret Part 5 certainly had its own theme. I was trying to put most of my deep thinking songs on that CD. However, I was pretty stoned during all of that deep thinking. Working at the bagel shop was a big deal for me. I had a job which meant, no matter what, I was going to smoke a blunt every day. So there you have it. Let's hear the track, Combine All Powers Today.
Taken
thanks for listening to my 10th episode. I'm sorry it took me so long to get it out. I went on tour with the Patrick Jennings Band, and when I came back, I had work or band rehearsal every single day, except for when I went home for Thanksgiving to see my family. So, I'm sorry, it's been 3 weeks without an episode. I hope you loved this one, and the next episode will be on time, next Wednesday. And also on the next episode, we'll listen to songs from The Diamond Rainbow, My Split with Watercolor Paintings, The Wandering Floret Part 1, Everyone Else in My Band is Romantic, and Memories on Index Cards. So, thanks for checking it out. I hope you're having a good one. Bye.